This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is threatening to take bold and decisive military steps against Japan as it slammed Tokyo's adoption of a national security strategy as an attempt to turn the country into an aggressive military power. The North statement came 4 days after Japan announced a security strategy that reflects its determination to possess counter-strike capability and double its military spending to gain a more offensive footing against threats from China and North Korea. The North's foreign ministry said that Japan's push to acquire counter-strike capability has nothing to do with self-defense, but is a clear attempt to acquire preemptive attack capability meant to launch strikes on other countries' territories. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking an order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers, AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
The order by Chief Justice John Roberts comes as conservative states are pushing to keep limits on asylum seekers that were put in place during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. They are appealing to the court in a last-ditch effort before the limits are set to expire on Wednesday. The immigration restrictions, often referred to as Title 42, were put in place under then-President Donald Trump in March 2020 and have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. in recent years. Thousands more migrants are packed in shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. Norman Hall, Washington.
A senior U.S. military official, as in, actually Russia's President Vladimir Putin, made a rare trip Monday to Moscow's ally Belarus as his forces pursued their campaign to bombard Ukraine from the air amid a broad battlefield stalemate almost 10 months into the war. Putin's visit to Minsk came hours after Russia's latest drone attack on Ukraine. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. military official says that Russia's war in Ukraine and anti-regime protests in Iran limited both adversaries' ability to influence or interfere in the recent midterm elections. Army Major General William Hartman said Monday that he was surprised by the lack of malign activity from Russia, Iran, or China compared to previous elections. Hartman leads the U.S. Cyber National Mission Force, which partners with the National Security Agency in detecting and stopping election intrusions. He says growing conflicts could have snared more resources in Moscow and Tehran that might have otherwise been allotted to American election influence. The year-and-a-half-long investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol has concluded on Monday after 10 public hearings and more than 1,000 witnesses. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports.
The panel of 7 Democratic and 2 Republican lawmakers making a historic recommendation about former President Donald Trump's role in the insurrection. Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
January 6th, 2021 was the first time one American president refused his constitutional duty to transfer power peacefully to the next.
The committee cannot pursue criminal charges, but it did make 4 referrals to the U.S. Department of Justice, recommending 4 charges against Trump. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte apologized on Monday on behalf of his government for the Netherlands' role in slavery and the slave trade in a speech welcomed by activists as historic, but lacking in concrete plans for repair and reparations. Ahead of the speech, a retiree who was born and but lived for years in the Netherlands said an apology was not enough. Rutte told reporters for the speech or after the speech that the government is not offering compensation to people, grandchildren or great-grandchildren of enslaved people. Instead, it is establishing a 200 million euro fund for initiatives to help tackle the legacy of slavery in the Netherlands and its former colonies and to boost education about that very same issue. Millions of Twitter users asked Elon Musk to step down as the head of Twitter in a poll of the billionaire created and promised to abide by, but by Monday afternoon there was no word on whether Musk would step aside or who the new leader might be. Twitter has grown more chaotic and confusing under Musk leadership with rapidly vacillating policies that are issued, then withdrawn or changed altogether. More at VOANews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.